Good morning. This is the Chorus Call operator speaking. And welcome to the presentation of the first quarter 2010 results for the Hera Group. I'd like to remind you of the fact that all participants are in listening-only mode. After the initial presentation, we will have the possibility to go into a question-and-answer session. To receive assistance from an operator during the conference call, press star followed by zero. And now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi Di Vignano, Chairman of Hera. Mr. Tommasi Di Vignano, you have the floor. Thank you and good evening to everybody. We are here to present the results of the first quarter. We are very satisfied because we feel that we obtained some truly good results. As you were already able to appreciate, all of the operational results grew, and they grew compared to a previous year, which was a difficult one. But despite that, Q1, as you can see from the slide, Q1 had a good increase in EBITDA. And now we have added to this a more significant result in 2010. As we will be seeing, the growth was fully driven by internal development drivers, and I think that this truly underlines the positivity of our policies. Now, besides the economic results that we will be going into, and besides the contribution made by the various business areas, what is interesting to note, also vis-a-vis the doubts that still exist as far as the general economic conditions are concerned, is that we had a positive result as far as growth is concerned in all sectors, also in terms of volume, meaning that the signals that we had obtained, meaning that the signals we had as far as the recovery of our activities last year, further strengthened in this first quarter of the year. Just two figures. We had an increase in our customer base in the energy sector, which compared to last year is up 30,000 customers. But what is even more interesting to you, given the attention paid to this issue last year, was the significant recovery we had in the waste business, where the volumes of special waste, which was managed, went up 13% compared to last year. And overall, in the waste business, also including urban waste, we increased figures by 16%. And these are two very strong figures which prove our capacity to increase our plant portfolio, and it also underlines the commercial efforts made as we had promised last year. As far as our plants are concerned, we are currently focusing on two initiatives. The first, which you are aware of, is the completion of the Rimini waste-to-energy plant, which, as you know, is the last of the major plants in our territory that we had programmed a few years ago. And I'm pleased to say that we will be fully compliant with the June deadline to start operations of the new plant, as we had already illustrated. The second plant we are working on is an important biomass plant, which will be on stream beginning next year. We are already making our first experiments, and therefore this is another area that we are focusing on a great deal. Just a couple of comments on the good results we obtained. We are no longer holding fast, as it may have been last year. This year we are growing, which proves how, despite a difficult-to-interpret fluctuation on commodity prices, the result of our commercial policies was able to fully offset what was happening as far as prices were concerned, as we had fully offset what had happened last year in terms of volume. Now, these two different visions of the same issue can confirm the quality of the HERA model, and it's a model that we will certainly be continuing working on and investing on. As far as our financial situation is concerned, our debt is stable, in line with what we had illustrated when we had presented our budget. There was a modest variation, which is basically due to the effect of the seasonal nature of our business. And also thanks to the fact that in Q1 this year, we had had an investment level which further highlights our commitment which will allow us to go back to sustainable levels and cash generation, given the fact that the new plants have all been completed. This profile is fully compliant with the things we had declared previously. Let's go into the figures concerning revenues. We have had a contraction, which is basically due to two very well-known factors. The first of which is the decrease in commodity prices, which is a general figure. And the second is a specific figure, given the fact that in the electricity trading sector, we had had conditions which forced us to reduce our trading activities equal to 180 million euro compared to the previous year. In terms of EBITDA, we had a significant growth. We have a plus 11% vis-a-vis 2009, which, as I was saying, is basically due to our organic growth in all of its components, and which also can be seen in the EBITDA margin, also vis-a-vis the reduction in the electricity trading margin, and therefore the EBITDA margin grew to 17.1%. As far as our depreciation and accrual situation is concerned, the variation is equal to some 12 million euros, which is due to 8.5 million euros to depreciation, which are linked to the depreciation of the plants which were started up in the past few months, and 13 million euros in terms of depreciation for the aspects concerning credit. As far as EBIT, we had a plus 5.7% growth. And as far as the financials are concerned, we had a variation equal to 2 million euros, which reflects the growth in debt, which happened during 2009. The net financial position is equal to 1.219 billion, which is close to the 1.191 billion euros at the end of the year. We also have figures which are due to the seasonal nature of the gas business, and therefore they are due to the positive business we had in the gas sector, again, also due to the seasonal nature and the harsh winter we had, which allowed consumption to increase. In terms of pre-tax profit, we have a plus 9.4% growth. And in terms of net income, post-minorities, growth is equal to 5.8%. These are the fundamental figures. We need to add the some figures concerning the maturity of this growth in terms of drivers. As I was saying, 14 million euros derives from synergy and organic growth, tariffs for the regulated businesses, a volume increase and market expansion, and as I already mentioned, we also had a cold winter which increased consumption. This happened in the gas business and also in district heating. The remaining part of the EBITDA growth is due to the contribution made by the last two plants which were activated, the Imola cogeneration plant, which certainly Mr. Venier will be talking about, and the Modena waste-to-energy plant, which together brought about an increase equal to 4.5 million euros. Keep in mind that Modena represents the majority of these 4.5 million euros with 3.5 million euros. And keep in mind that this plant already had its usual maintenance month in Q1, meaning that the plant was only able to operate for two months out of the three. In terms of the various, there are no significant differences in the business contributions, besides underlining the fact that the waste business grew compared to the previous years, where we had an increase from 25% to 28.2%, which is equal to the importance that this business had in the past and that it will continue having in our results. And I'll give the floor to Mr. Venier now to go into the business-by-business breakdown and the assessment on the investments made in the past quarter. Good evening. As usual, we'll begin by the waste business, which, as you may remember, is managed by Hera Ambiente for waste management and for waste collection. As the chairman was already mentioning, in this sector we had an important growth equal to 10 million euro in terms of the revenue in Q1. We also had a significant growth in terms of the percentage profitability, which increased by 3%. This is also the effect or the consequence of the increased volume which was managed in the waste-to-energy plants, which, as you can see in the lower left-hand graph, grew by 25,000 tons, and which will allow us to manage figures above 800,000 tons. This activity was also supported by an increase in volumes, which happened in the growth in special waste, which was up 13% compared to the previous year, and which in overall terms have reached the levels of the first quarter of 2008, meaning that we were able to offset the effects of the crisis, and we also had an increase in urban waste, which grew compared to Q1 last year by some 4%. Now, within these results, we have to underline the fact that Hera Ambiente contributed with 39 million euros to the overall 52 million euro result. Moving on to the water business results. In this case, the industrial fundamentals, in other words, the volume dynamics, saw us going back to the distribution water levels, which are in line with Q1 of 2008. And this certainly had an impact on the business. On the business's importance, which is now equal to 32 million euros. The volume effects were able to offset the lower new connections. And this indicates that the real estate industry still hasn't been able to recover. As we have already been seeing in other industrial sectors within our region of reference. Moving on to the energy sector, which, together with the waste business, had some significantly important results. Beginning with the gas business, we could notice how this specific area improved by 4.5 million euros, equal to 5.9% compared to Q1 last year. This result was made possible by sales activities equal to 28 million euros. Sales and trading activities are together, and they're more or less along the same lines as last year. And the distribution business, which increased by 16 million euros. In terms of volume, also due to the cold winter we had in the first quarter of the year, we had a growth equal to 8.5% in terms of distribution, and an increase equal to 20% in terms of volume sold and wholesale trading. Now, within this 20%, the sales to end customers equals to a growth of 6.5%. We also need to note the development we had in our district heating activities, which in Q1 were able to benefit from the contribution made by the cogeneration plant in Imola. On one hand, due to the increased activities and the commercial activities which were developed last year, and on the other, due to the cold winter we had, in this case we had a growth equal to more than 17% with further 40,000 thermal gigawatt hours which were sold in Q1 of this year. These results highlight the fact that in this area of business we had positive contributions from both an industrial point of view, but also in terms of our margins, as highlighted by the margins we had in terms of sales. Moving on to the electricity business, in this case we have less significant variations, even though they are positive nonetheless. In Q1, we went above 14 million euros. Nine of these are due to sales and trading activities, which, as you know, benefit from the strong commercial activities we were able to develop last year, and which we continue developing in Q1 this year. And they're due to distribution for a further 5 million euros. In terms of volume, in the lower left-hand graph, even in Q1, this year we were able to record a 13% increase compared to last year. In terms of customers, as we mentioned earlier, the number of new customers which we were able to acquire and activate in Q1 was equal to plus 30,000 vis-a-vis Q1 last year, and a few thousand customers were acquired in the last month of the quarter, and they will become they will be activated in the months of April and May. I have nothing specific to comment on the other businesses, whereas I'd like to focus on the investments. In this case, we had a significant reduction in terms of absolute figures, since, as you can see, we went down from 86 million to 62.8 million. In this case, the most significant contribution came from the waste business, because, as we already mentioned, we are now in the final stages of the investment made to build the new waste-to-energy plants. We have also had a general contraction, or rather a general decrease in terms of CapEx, in terms of investment in all of the sectors, as you can see in the graph by comparing the results in the waste, gas, and electricity businesses. In terms of our net financial situation, we closed the Q1 with 1.9 billion euros, as we mentioned earlier, which is slightly above the figures we had last year at year-end, this result was also due to the results of the operating cash flow, which, as you know, for a company such as ours, which is focused on energy and on gas, and in a particularly cold winter, such as the one we had this year, this represents the quarter in which we are more exposed during the year. Variation this year was less compared to last year, and this allows us to keep our debt level at a substantially stable level, with an improvement compared to our net working capital, which is down 1.1 times. I'd like to give the floor now to the chairman for a few remarks to conclude the presentation. Well, the conclusions are fairly simple, I'd say. I think that the positivity of our performance in all businesses is obvious in terms of growth, and it is a performance which has the characteristics of resilience and professionality. It touches all of the businesses we are involved in, and it further underlines the balanced way in which we deal with our portfolio. Beginning in this quarter, we will be able to take advantage of the completion of our plans, and we will be able to have or see the fruits of the investments made over the past few years. But without being boring and without going into other things, there's another element which highlights the compliance with the programs that we illustrated to the market over the past few years. It's always a good thing to benchmark your results. Having said that, there is nothing else to add except for two last things. An update on the negotiations that we have for the choosing of the Herr Ambiente financial partner. In the past week, we have been going into the exclusive negotiations with a partner, and we hope to be able to complete this goal by the end of June. And a last point, obviously a good quarter such as this one allows us to be confident that we will be able to be in line with the dividend policy we had, because we believe that we will be able to be consistent with what we had anticipated to the market. And now we are available for any questions you may have. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will now begin our Q&A session. All those wishing to ask a question can press star followed by one on their telephone. If you change your mind and to exit the question list, press star followed by two. All those wishing to ask a question can press star and one now. The first question is from the Italian conference call by Stefano Gamberini of Equita SIM. Good evening, and I'd like to compliment you for the good results obtained, which are beyond our expectations. I'd like to ask two questions. The first is for the gas business. Can we have the EBITDA breakdown between distribution and sales and district heating activities? And can you tell us if, in the gas distribution business, how you were able to take into account the regulatory amendments which were made compared to Q1 last year? The second question is a question on the waste business. We had an increase in volume equal to 13%. in the special waste, what do you expect for the entire year, and if the prices are increasing in this area? And also, as far as the waste business is concerned, I'd like to know what the situation is concerning the regional government's approval of the use of biomaterial in your waste-to-energy plants. And if I'm not mistaken, you will be able to obtain an upgrade to green certificates also for the management of this type of waste. And therefore, what will the impact on the waste business be? Finally, if you have a guidance as far as EBITDA over the entire year, and if we can expect some small acquisition this year that will have an impact on your results. I'll begin with the first question on the gas business. In terms of the breakdown, as I was saying, the 82 million euros can be divided into 28 million euros for sales, 10 million euros for district heating, and 45 million euros for gas distribution. In terms of how we can account for the profits in the gas distribution is concerned, we haven't made any amendments. We continue to calculate the distribution revenue as we have done traditionally and based on distribution volumes, taking into account the fact that we no longer deal with regulated tariffs but with the recognized revenues, and therefore we take into account the shares which need to be accrued. So from this point of view, the result in 2010 is fully comparable with the results obtained in 2009, even though in 2009 we still didn't know the curves that the authorities would have decided on had we adopted a proxy. But based on the calculations we made this morning, the difference would have been 2 to 3 million euros, which is negligible. Other companies opted for a change in criteria, and if I understood correctly, they now have a flat monthly distribution quota. I won't go into the reasons behind this choice. Nevertheless, we felt it would be better to continue along the criteria we had always had, and this allows us to have a better comparability of the year-by-year results. The second question was on the waste business. As I was saying, we recorded an improvement in terms of volume with the recovery that we were referring to, and from this point of view, our hope is that this type of recovery will be confirmed even in the months to come. Obviously, the events of the past few weeks don't help recovery, but the latest figures we have are pretty comforting. As far as prices are concerned, as we had already commented in the past, our choice was that of maintaining our market prices, since the assessment we had made was that there were no volumes on the market, and therefore reducing prices would have been absolutely useless. Obviously, within a reasonable ranges, as we had already said, around 10%, we continue being in line with this trend. And therefore, as far as we were concerned, we didn't feel we had to recover as far as prices were concerned. As far as the biomasses project is concerned, in this area, we completed an important phase, the regional elections. As you know, the path we are going along foresees an initial stage in which the regional government approves the project, and the same regional government is now drafting guidelines for the provinces so that the executive proposals that we made to them can become operational. The project that we have given the regional authorities were approved. In the past few weeks, we slowed down slightly because the elections brought about the nominations of the new regional government, which only began its work a week ago. And therefore, the new councillors will have to go back to the guidelines, and hopefully by the end of June, this document will be completed. The last question is slightly more complex, and therefore I'll hand the floor over to the chairman. Concerning our EBITDA view, with this quarter, we are slightly ahead of our expectations. It's simply a matter of seeing whether or not in the rest of the year we will have similar results or if we will have a slight contraction. But I am confident, given the results of the first quarter, that we will continue along these lines in the months ahead, meaning that we will be in line with your consensus, which is slightly below 600 million in terms of EBITDA. Just a follow-up. The 45 million euro in terms of gas distribution, how do they compare to last year's results? It was 3 million euros lower. As far as your question concerning M&A is concerned, well, we will continue doing our job in the sense that we already announced a significant goal to the market, which is that of being able to complete the IMAG negotiations, where we are now minority shareholders, and our goal is to actually control the company. And this is a result that we will be able to complete reasonably within the end of the year, but this would not have an impact on the 2010 results. As you were rightfully saying, it is no small matter. There are some smaller opportunities which we are noticing, which are due to the effects of the Ronchi decree, which allows smaller companies to look for a partner or for a new majority shareholder. And this will be even more important in light of the upcoming tenders for the renewal of concessions. We still have some important opportunities in this area, and we will obviously work towards obtaining the best possible results. There is nothing major going on, but again, we are working on M&A besides the work we have been doing on IMAG, which is strategic in terms of our activities. Thank you. I'd like to remind you that for any question you may have, you can press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, press star followed by one on your telephone. The next question is from the Italian conference call. Eduardo Montalbano of Centrobanca. Good afternoon. Capital gain deriving from the sale of Herambiente, how will it be used? Will it be used to reduce debt for M&A or for the increase of the dividend in 2010? Well, basically, the income we will be having from the sale of the 25% share of Herambiente will go into supporting Herambiente for the future. Obviously, we will have to look into any opportunities which may arise. As you know, we qualified for the waste energy plant in Florence. The day before yesterday, the board of directors met and they decided that they will be handing in all the documents we need to build the waste energy. Therefore, these resources will be used in this direction. Also, in terms of timing, we'll have to assess this effect also in terms of our debt. As Coach Trapattoni says, we have to wait and see before we can actually make a decision. The next question is from the Italian conference call. Dario Minchi of Banca Akros. Good evening, and I'd like to compliment you on your results. I'd like to see your know what your strategic view for the gas business is. What is the situation, and what is your vision concerning the developments of the gas business? Well, as you know, and as of now, the gas market is extremely long, and our Algerian shareholders know this. In Algeria, they certainly had some difficulties, and even though the technical activities are on schedule, as far as shareholders are concerned, obviously we are assessing market conditions, and therefore the timing for the initiation of the building of this infrastructure. As of now, we are focusing on 2013 and the beginning of 2014, as we said. But we will also have to see how the gas market will respond in the 12 to 18 months ahead of us. The final investment decision will be made towards the end of the year, and we will also be making our assessments based on the decisions made by our Algerian partners. But we are optimistic nonetheless, also because the partners in this initiative are industrial partners, for the most part, who have downstream abilities vis-a-vis this gas. For any questions, you can press star followed by one on your telephone. Mr. Tomasi Di Vignano, the conference call questions are over. Thank you very much, and I hope to talk to you again very soon.